The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Hi, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today's program is very interesting. It is the role of public utilities in community wellness and sustainability. And we're very fortunate to have two special guests from Central Hudson Gas and Electric. And they are Beth Monaco. She's the Customer Account Service Supervisor in the Consumer Outreach Department. Big title, recently changed, we understand. And John Mastergian, who's Media Relations Director for Central Hudson. Welcome to the both of
you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
So John or Beth or both, can you give us a little background on Central Hudson, the history of the company and the area that it serves?
Sure. Central Hudson is a gas and electric distribution company, utility, serving the Mid-Hudson Valley. And we serve most of Ulster County, Dutchess County, and Greene County, as well as the a portion of Northeast Orange County. We go down into parts of Putnam County, up into Albany and Columbia counties. So it's a 2,600 square mile service territory. We serve about 300,000 electric accounts and about 80,000 natural gas accounts. We've been in the Mid-Hudson Valley since the 1900s,
the dawn of time.
Yes, we celebrated our centennial about almost 20 years ago now, right? Yeah, so we are very proud to be part of the community. Most of our employees are from the Mid-Hudson Valley originally. We all live here. We raise our families here. So this area is as important to us as it is to our customers.
That's great. And we know you have a lot of special programs to help customers who might need some assistance or might even be a little less fortunate. And we're just coming off of hopefully the winter heating season. And one of those programs is known as a Home Energy Assistance Program, or HEAP as the acronym says. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Sure, I can take that one. So the Home Energy Assistance Program is, we call it HEAP, H-E-A-P. It's basically funded federally and distributed by the Department of Community and Family Services, or Department of Social Services, better known as. It's eligible to pretty much anybody who wants to apply for it. It is a grant, so it does not have to be paid back. We ask our customers to go online to the state website at mymybenefits.ny.gov. That is found on the Central Hudson website as well, if you would like to look there for more information. But it gives them an opportunity to find out if they're eligible for programs without giving in all of their information to Department of Social Services. A lot of people are afraid to do that. They don't have to be. They go there. It'll tell them if they're eligible for not only the Heating Assistance Program or any other Department of Social Service program right up front. From there, they can apply. They can go to the Department of Social Services and apply. They can go to, if they're older than 60, go to the Office of the Aging. They will help them apply unless they get food stamps. Then they have to go through social services. But it's a great program for our customers.
That's really terrific. And I see in the notes here, there are also a few other programs that are of note. And that one of them is a Good Neighbor Fund.
Yes.
Can you talk to us about that a bit?
Yeah. The Good Neighbor Fund is basically a last resort fund. So we send customers to the Good Neighbor Fund when they've gone to other agencies first. So we look to see, have they been to social services? Have they gotten their HEAP? What else can they apply for? And then we recommend to them, if they qualify, to go to the Salvation Army and apply for the Good Neighbor Fund. And that can give them benefits of any dollar amount onto their account up to an average bill. And they can go there 3 times within a 5-year period. Because it is limited, we do try to assist them getting as much assistance we can outside of the Good Neighbor Fund first, because it is a last resort.
And folks, it's funded again by customers.
It's funded by customers,
right?
And Central Hudson, correct.
Right.
Yes.
That's really terrific. And also you note here that you provide some special assistance to veterans and military families?
Yes, we just started a grant last year, which we're very happy to continue on. That's also offered through the Salvation Army and the Good Neighbor Fund to eligible veterans and or military families. All they need to do is have a final termination notice and to be able to provide us documentation showing veteran status or active military status. They call our offices, we go over their accounts with them, again, making sure they're receiving everything they're supposed to get from all the agencies, send them to the Good Neighbor Fund for this veterans grant. We would actually ask that this one gets used first before the actual Good Neighbor Fund, because that is a last resort grant. We wanted them to get as much money up front as possible.
And any other special assistance programs that you'd like to mention or talk about that our listeners might be interested in?
Sure. We have quite a few mm-hmm. of our special assistance programs. We offer payment extensions, payment agreements, obviously to qualifying accounts. We offer budget billing, which is a 12-month levelized billing program. Any of these programs, you can always call up and speak to a representative to discuss it. They're all on our website, so you can always look up all the information on the website. We offer special protections for anybody over a certain age, disabled people in the household, younger people in the home. We offer what we call warn calls to specific accounts so that if your account does need to be protected because you are an older customer or you are a disabled customer and you need a heads up, hey, there's a storm coming, we'll do that warn call to you. You can look around to see if there's something else that you can do to help yourself out.
Or if they might have some medical equipment perhaps in
correct.
The house.
Yes,
right?
Any like oxygen.
Dialysis machines.
Exactly, yes.
Like
gives them a little bit of a heads up to say, hey, you might need to make alternate arrangements, whether you need to go to someone else's house, get a backup oxygen tank. It just helps them out a little bit. Mm-hmm. We also offer the extra security plan, which gives disabled people or seniors eligibility for a bit of an extension on their bill if they need it. We offer a third-party notification, which we find really helpful for our seniors. The seniors, if they might be forgetting their bills or they think they didn't get a bill and they do happen to get a final termination, that notice, the termination only, will go to that extra person to say, hey, it looks like something might have gotten forgotten here, so that they don't get their services shut off for any reasons.
And we know that, as I was looking through your website to prepare for the show a little, as you might know, Ulster County is known as a net carbon neutral county, right? One of the few in New York State, thanks to our former county executive, and perhaps one of the only ones in the country, which means that we produce all of our electrical needs for the county operations from renewable sources. But I also noticed on your site, you have something called Send Hub, which is like a place where you can buy energy efficient LED light bulbs and water saving shower heads and other items.
This is a relatively new site mm-hmm. that we've established at centralhudson.com. Any of our customers can use the Send Hub site. It's not only a store, but it also provides information, advice, steps that customers can take that are low cost or no cost to save energy. But an example of some of the items are $1 LED bulbs, after an instant rebate, special types of power strips that will automatically shut off whatever is plugged into it, like electronics and televisions, etc., which really don't ever shut off. When you hit
That's
the switch
right.
off, they stay on,
right?
Right. And they use what's called phantom power. And that could add up to about 10% on the home's energy use. So by using power strips like these, you can certainly reduce that phantom load and therefore energy use and gain the environmental and economic benefits that come with that. We also have, as you said, the low flow shower heads. Of course, conserving hot water is a great way to save energy as well. But you can also punch in your home's characteristics, square foot, number of windows, etc., and you'll get some advice, actionable advice for your type of home, things you can take to help save energy. And if you register with Send Hub, you'll receive periodic emails, if you'd like, comparing your home use to other homes about that size to kind of gauge how you're doing. And also with that will come some advice on how you might be able to lower your energy bill. It'll look at your electric use, if you're a natural gas customer, at your natural gas use, compare that to how you've done over time, how your usage has changed with weather and outdoor temperatures, and also how it compares to other homes your size. So it provides motivation
right.
to help reduce your energy use.
Not only that, but I happen to go on Send Hub myself, off and notice that you also have carbon monoxide and natural gas detectors available for purchase. There was a recent sale on them. And this is National Poison Prevention Week with the CDC. And one of the things they highlight is the need to be mindful of carbon monoxide in the home and how to avoid those kinds of poisonings. So certainly that's a very important safety device to have.
No, absolutely. And in fact, our customers who receive HEAP grants.
Correct, yes. Our low-income customers who receive the HEAP grants will be sent a postcard, and they can get that for free, the one for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is it's a great product at a great price. I think after the instant rebates, it's $7.50. It's normally $50 for in retail.
Yeah, those are expensive. I have a few of them in my house, and especially if you have natural gas,
or any fuel, oil or kerosene or even wood stove will produce carbon monoxide as a byproduct. If it's not vented properly, and if that gets in the home, it's odorless, colorless. So you know, you can easily fall victim to carbon monoxide poisoning. You know, headaches, nausea, dizziness, and it can be fatal. So it's important to be alerted to the fact that there might be carbon monoxide present in your home.
Yes.
Well, great resource, and we want to hear more about that issue, safety issues, and you know, just general what's going on with natural disasters. But we're going to first take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today we're discussing the role of public utilities in community wellness and sustainability. Our guests are Beth Monaco and John Masurgeon from Central Hudson Gas and Electric. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the HEAP program, but we understand that there are some additional benefits attached to that. Could you speak to that, Beth?
Sure. So what the state is offering right now is an extension on HEAP grant. It's been open until April 26th, so everybody should go and apply if they have not. We also have a second emergency grant. So HEAP offers a regular grant and an emergency grant. For the regular grant, anyone can apply. It's income eligibility. For the emergency grant, you do also have to have a final termination notice on your account. So you would bring that final termination notice to social services. They also opened up that second emergency grant, which makes customers eligible for now a third grant if they our account is eligible for one. So we're encouraging everyone to go and apply for this free money, basically, through the social services. Also, what's eligible, once you get your HEAP grant to Central Hudson or you receive a notice of decision letter, we'll enroll the customer into the new low-income bill discount program. And basically, that offers a credit every single month for 12 months, anywhere from $3 up to $123, depending on your service with Central Hudson and how much HEAP money you receive. If you do not have gas or electric with Central Hudson that you heat with, you give us your notice of decision letter, copy of your My Benefits page, anything that shows you received a HEAP grant and you're eligible for that new low-income program. We will enroll you. We also enroll you in budget billing, which is an optional program. Just very helpful for our customers to have that little bit extra on their bill to help pay that down.
That program has been expanded not just for natural gas and electricity, but also for those who heat with oil or propane, wood, kerosene, pellets,
corn.
Yeah. Right. So customers who are heating with those fuels are eligible for this bill discount on their electric bill.
That's really good to know. And as we all know, we had a couple of years back Hurricane Sandy and Irene that did significant damage here in our area. Ulster County lost a couple of county bridges, and we had roads washed out and a lot of other damage. And, you know, we've seen as climate change takes hold, we've seen what's happening right now as we speak in the Midwest, Nebraska, I think 75 counties and 64 cities that are declared emergencies, and we see those types of events occurring with more frequency. So tell our listeners what they can do to prepare for severe weather and what you do as a company to gear up for that.
Yes, we have seen our share of severe storms, and I suspect that we haven't seen the end of these either. We really do encourage our customers to pay attention to weather advisories. Just, you know, be aware of what might happen and what might take place. And if you do, make sure you have a emergency supplies at home. Have bottled water, canned foods, or foods that don't need cooking.
Along with that, don't forget your non-electric can opener.
Non-electric can opener.
Can't open a can if you have an electric can opener.
Make sure you have some cash on hand, your medications, fuel up your vehicles if you need to.
And remember your pets as well.
Remember your pets,
that's right. We do a part of this through our emergency, our public health emergency preparedness program.
That's a great idea to educate people as to on the things that they can do. But here's one too. There are many, many people in this area who use wells for their water. So fill your bathtub in advance of a storm so you'll have a supply of water to use for washing, maybe drinking, for flushing, you know, if you need to. And also remember to have a plan, you know, with your family, with your loved ones, on how you're going to communicate with one another, what to do if some emergency strikes. Just so that you're mindful of each other, and also be mindful of neighbors or elderly or disabled folks that you may know who may need assistance. Just be mindful of them too. Have a communications plan with them as well.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do as a company, like when you know there's something coming? I mean, we know that I've used the outage map, and I know I've seen utilities and some kind of mutual aid type of system. Mm-hmm. So walk us through briefly how a company like yours prepares for something.
Well, when we know that weather is going to strike, we notify all of our employees to be prepared to take on their storm role, their storm duties. We have an all hands on deck approach where every employee, no matter what they do, is involved in either the restoration directly, supporting our field crews who are performing the restoration services, or communication and outreach to our customers or elected officials. So everybody has a role. So they have their day job and they have their storm job. And we ensure immediately that our crews are ready. Our trucks are fueled up. We have all the supplies and equipment that we need to address the storm. We also reach out to our contractors, our tree trimming crews, and there's also a mutual aid group that works both in the Northeast, along the entire Eastern Seaboard, and even nationally. So depending on what's coming, we'll reach out to these organizations and request mutual aid crews to come and assist us. And usually that will be allocated crews depending on what the needs are elsewhere. So for example, a large storm might be affecting the East Coast. We may be requesting crews from nearby utility companies. They may be reluctant to provide them only because they have to first see what happens in their area before they're willing to do something. So we'll often reach out to the Midwest, as far south as Florida, Texas, you know, wherever we need to obtain crews from, and we'll get them on the road early before the storm arrives so that by the time they're here, remember, they have to drive their vehicles from wherever they need to go. Uh-huh. But it's really an internal communications effort, a communications effort with our suppliers, vendors, and assistants. And also we reach out to our customers, elected officials, county emergency responders. We hold daily conference calls with municipalities, elected officials, and emergency response officials. And we'll do one ahead of time to make sure that we all have each other's contact information, we're accustomed to the format, and then we're ready to go once the emergency strikes.
I remember that as a former town supervisor.
Yeah, those calls.
Yes,
yeah, I find them very useful in that not only are we able to speak as to what's taking place, but the participants talk amongst themselves and sometimes share resources,
sure.
Right? So it's a great format.
And we know, too, that that lines come down during those types of emergencies.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for people with respect to that?
Assume all downed lines are live. Stay at least 30 feet away from a downed line. Report it to 911. I can't emphasize that enough. Do not drive over downed power lines. You never know what condition that line might be. We will send personnel out to stand by downed lines, but sometimes there are more downed lines than we have personnel.
Yeah, right.
So we'll try to cone them, but stay away, keep kids away, keep pets away.
Right.
You don't know the condition of the line. So.
And what about generators? I know a lot of people in our area
yes.
have generators. I have one myself.
Yeah.
Can you briefly tell us, give us a few safety tips?
Well, that's certainly an area, too, right. where carbon monoxide becomes an issue.
That's right. So always operate a generator outdoors in fresh air, not in a garage, not in a basement.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard some tragic stories about generators operated inside. Make sure that you shut off your main breaker when you use a generator so that power doesn't backfeed into the lines and endanger the line crews, and if possible, plug your devices directly into the generator rather than hooking them into your home's electric system, unless you've had an electrician do work and put a panel in.
Right. I know my neighbors have theirs come on automatically, and I'm always so jealous because I have to go out there in the rain or the snow and fill that generator. However, we could talk about this for a long time because there's some great information here that everyone can
sure.
use. But as always, we're running out of time, Dr. Smith.
I know.
So, John and Beth, thank you for all of the great work.
Yes, thank you so much.
And your colleagues do on behalf of all of us. We really appreciate it.
It's our
thank
pleasure.
You. Thank you.
And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.